Good afternoon, everyone. Since it's the appointed hour, we'll call the meeting to order. As we don't have any items in the forum this afternoon, we'll kick off with Councillor Capel helping us with the acknowledgement of country.
Council acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land at which the meeting is held and pays its respect to elders both past, present, and future generations, and extends that respect to other Aboriginal people who are present.
Thank you very much, Councillor Capel. Just remind everyone that the meeting is being audio recorded and that I'd ask you to turn off your mobile phones. You're all well aware of the new policy of a donation to the charity of the Mayor's Choice if your phone rings during the meeting. The invoice has been drawn up for you, Councillor Todd, from last meeting. We have some news on Councillor Iannuzzi, General Manager. If you could help us with that, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, in accordance with the new guidelines that Council has adopted on audio-visual participation, Councillor Iannuzzi has indicated that he would like to participate in the meeting if he can via audio-visual link, but that will also be subject to him being able to get into the system from where he is going to be located. I don't see him there at this stage, is that correct? No. But hopefully he's able to join us soon. So if agreeable by Council, that he be permitted to do so. So if that's the case, Mr. Mayor, I'd need a resolution by Council to allow Councillor Nutsi to
Councillor
join.
Councillor Capel, seconded Councillor Brady. I'll put that motion. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously, Mr. General Manager.
Can I also move a motion to thank Councillor Iannuzzi for his very good representation of the Warrumbungles at the Health Inquiry?
That'd be entirely in order. If we get a seconder there again. Councillor Brady, I'll put that motion. Carried unanimously. Now, I think we're very fortunate to have a man with those skills that was the right man in the right place at the right time for that. So that was quite good. I was amused watching it about the Upper House parliamentarian debating with a doctor who's also an associate professor of medicine about the value of using plastic utensils against steel ones. I thought
he's also a medical professional, though.
Oh right. Well, anyway,
was
he was. The other point there, without getting too far off the track, is the audio and visual quality of that was quite excellent. So I think we might have to borrow a few ideas from them. Anyway, without any further ado, we'll move on. Are there any other apologies or leave of absence that we need to acknowledge, Mr. General Manager? No. Next item is confirmation of the minutes of our meeting held here on the 15th of April. Councillor Todd, thank you for moving that. We get a seconder. Councillor Hill, thank you very much. I'll put those minutes.
I think I wasn't here in April. Sorry.
Well, we can...
I'll second.
Okay, we'll adjust that. We'll put the motion with the adjusted seconder. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. We have disclosure of interest.
Sorry, just to clarify that, Mr. Mayor, it's not recorded that Councillor Hill was present. And there was an apology submitted.
That's Councillor Hill and moved in Councillor Capel in her stead.
She's still permitted to move the minutes.
Yep.
Right. Moving on, if we've got any disclosures of interest, pecuniary interest, non-pecuniary conflict of interest in any of the items tonight. Councillor Cable?
Item 23, Valley of the Winds, non-significant, non-pecuniary. I will not be removing myself, but I am a land host in another wind farm, potentially.
That? Anything else? No, that would appear all. We get a motion to note that, please. Councillor Brady and Councillor Todd. Put that motion that we note that. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Moving on, Item one this evening is Mayoral Minute, Mayor's Log of Activities, Kilometres Travelled, Expenses from the 13th of April to the 10th of May this year. I can move that one. If I could have a seconder. Councillor Todd, thank you for that. Reasonably self-explanatory. Is any debate or questions? All right then, moving along, I'll put that item. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Our second item of business, Councillors' Monthly Travel Claims. Councillor Shinton and Councillor Lewis, thank you for the moving and seconding that. Reasonably straightforward. If there's no queries, I'll put that and we'll move along. Councillor Lewis, you're in. Carried unanimously. Item number three is the Coonabarabran Oval Advisory Committee minutes of the meeting that was held on the 14th of April. Councillor Brady, thank you for that. Councillor Shinton. Anyone would like to speak to anything or raise anything about this item here this evening?
Just ask, what is that up to, Kevin, the basketball area development?
Traffic, aren't we?
So, through you, Mr. Mayor, the pump track componentry is about to arrive in Sydney in the next few days from overseas, and it should be shipped within the next week, 2 weeks, I understand, and we're ready to assemble it once it arrives.
Director Tai, Mr. Tai, anything else? All right then, there's a recommendation there on page 12. We've got a mover and a seconder, I'll put that motion. All those in favour, carried unanimously. Item number four, the minutes of the Traffic Advisory Committee meeting that was held on the 22nd of April. Councillor Shinton, thank you for moving that. We get a seconder, Councillor Capel. Any questions that anyone would like to raise regarding this report?
Why do we need to close Fairfield Road? Because there wouldn't be three cars a day go down that.
Totally agree with you. Just whack a few trucks either end and you're done.
Mr. Todd, yeah.
It may seem an overkill through you, Mr. Mayor, to close Fairfield Road for a running event, but there's apparently could be up to 100 runners on the road, and if the road's not closed, we just don't know about the risk of people driving along there early in the morning and not realising that there are runners on the road.
Just ask the organisers to park a vehicle across it at either end. That's all you need. You don't need to have staff go out there with a whole heap of gear. That's just time, money and effort unnecessary, in my book. Some common sense.
I'm not going to the coroner's court if there's anything happens, so maybe someone can take my place. Mr. Tyre did that. That's all going through now. Considering that the application was a bit awry with the wrong details, that'll all be through in time. And
yes, that's all been sorted out, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much for that. Anything further? All right. Well, we've got a recommendation there on page 14, three parts. We've got a mover and a seconder. I'll put the motion. It's carried unanimously. Item number five, Roberts and Oval Building Project. And minutes of the Advisory Committee meeting from the 5th of May. We have a mover for that, please.
Want to move that?
Councillor Capel and seconded Councillor Hill. Thank you very much. Some big things for Roberts and Oval this evening. Any discussion that people want to have regarding the meeting on the 5th of May?
Only that I've emailed through to Director Tai to forward to the project manager Some of the Coolaroos have played at the Wellington, which new facility which uses that same marine carpet. And we, they come out of the showers on, it literally starts at the end of the showers, and they found it very wet there. So I just flagged that as a possible concern. They like the marine carpet, it just needs not to be right where you exit the shower, the tiled area. So I just thought I'd send that through. I'm just making sure Kevin's seen the email.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Thanks, Councillor. I have seen that email and that will be discussed as when the project gets underway, the extent of that flooring.
Anything further in relation to the meeting?
Oh, I think that's looking good.
Well, that being the case, I'll put the recommendation that's on page 16. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item number six, we have the minutes of our community consultation meetings that were held during the autumn. Councillor Capel, thank you very much. Councillor Shinton, thank you. Any comment or?
I've got one. We want to get away from Barradine Hall. Nobody could hear a thing.
We used to have it at the library centre there.
Just a sec there, Councillor.
Mr. Mayor, the Binaway meeting in particular, just by chance, the last two community consultation meetings we've had there, it's rained, and the acoustics are just not there. You can't hear a thing. I'd like to formalise it that we take into consideration the venues and the acoustics before we locate a meeting in the future, because no one could hear what anyone else was saying.
I'd have to agree with that a Binaway. I didn't hear.
Mr. Mayor, we are currently exploring the options of the bowling clubs in both towns, and we're just checking to see whether they're going to be open on Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday nights.
Yeah, I've spoken to the bowling club and they said they're more than welcome to have you there. Yeah. But I just wanted to formalise it.
Well, thank you very much for that. It's important feedback. Anything else? I think they were valuable. We learnt a lot of good information there, and they're very worth our time to attend them. So if there's nothing further, I will put the recommendation that we see there on page 18. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. item 7, an invitation to join the Murray-Darling Association.
Move it.
Move Councillor Todd. Seconded Councillor Shinton. Thank you very much.
I reckon it's a good idea that the Mayor goes to the conference, but I don't believe we should need to join it because our river starts in our shire and don't go through.
Well, as that, there's also the quite substantial irrigation in the southern part of the shire that's sort of tangled up with the Murray-Darling Basin that we can't forget that. But your point is right about the rivers in the north, but not so much in the south. But
when you get to Boybin Bridge, the river's usually dry for about 8 or 9 months a year. Yeah. I'm blowing time for 2 years in places. I still suggest you should go to the meeting.
I agree with Councillor Todd. I think you should attend and report back. You might find it not worth Council's time, but you might find it it's a good avenue for things. Won't know till you go.
Further? All right, well, I'll. That is the recommendation on page 20, so I'll put that recommendation. Carried unanimously. Item number 8, the Stronger Country Communities Round Fund, round four. Councillor Capel, thank you. The seconder, Councillor Hill, thank you very much. Been quite successful in the past, and hopefully we'll be, again, we've got some wonderful improvements to the Shire infrastructure through this. Any debate or discussion on this item? Councillor Capel.
Yes, I am aware there are a few projects not on the list that we receive that possibly should be added, so I'll speak to you after.
Councillor, well, all councillors, if you could let me know of additional projects that you'd like considered, but please do so quickly because I really want to get in and get an application done as soon as possible.
I think they need to be added anyway, just for the overall future opportunity list.
So just to be clear, we've got your guidance here, which we'll take on board for sure, and then we've also got that good news about that local roads and community infrastructure infra grant that we've been given recently too, which anything that we don't do any good with this, we'll make sure we send a few that way.
So will we have a workshop on this or just flick them to you, Roger?
How I see it going at this point in time, councillors, is I'll email out to councillors asking for additional projects that you would like considered. Give a couple of days and then I'll email around the list, and then I think councillors would prioritise, unless you have a different view on doing that, and then present them to the Mayor and Deputy Mayor for consideration. If councillors want a workshop, happy to go down that line, but I just again would ask that we do that quickly because there's really not a lot of time when it comes to actually doing applications.
Better Building Regions one. Are we waiting to hear feedback?
We haven't been advised of what the outcome of those applications have been.
When was the expected timeline for the announcement? I couldn't find on their website.
Yeah, I don't recall, sorry. And I'm not sure whether they actually did provide a timeline.
Yeah. This makes it a little bit harder if you don't know. If something's missed that we've already fully costed that could move, that's all.
And the additional thing, of course, is that this one has particular target areas, and female involvement is a high priority in this one.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. It says here that community organisations can also put in. What's council going to do with those?
They don't go through council. Right. They go to the department separately. Council may be asked to prioritise projects. Certainly if council is putting in its own projects, it will have to prioritise them. But I'm not quite clear on what will happen with community projects. There may be a request to council to prioritise those as well.
But councillors, I'm in your hands here. Don't think that all wisdom resides with the mayor or the deputy mayor. If you want to have a workshop, I'm more than happy if that's the way you'd like to go. I think we're in the very fortunate position that we've got this round of funding here of $800,000. Just refresh my memory, $812,000. And then we have that local roads and community infrastructure, which the money for that begins to flow 1st of January, Mr. General Manager?
I think council should be looking to nominate what its projects are sooner rather than later, and then the funding will be available for council to use from the 1st of January 2022.
So we're really quite fortunate that there's a few avenues for us to kick some goals there, but I'm in your hands there. If you'd like a workshop, more than happy to be at one of those. We can take your advice and we can prioritise whatever you'd like to do. So
I'd like a workshop, but then...
Don't mind. Another way is just everyone does their preference list and send it in.
Well, I'll to keep the show on the road, if we vote on the motion as it is there now, and if that successful, well, then we'll just do it as the recommendation is, and if not, well, then we'll run a workshop. So we'll put the motion as it is recommended in the business paper there on page 23. All those in favour?
We haven't got any, I think.
Item 9, Office of Local Government, Section 430 report. Mover and a second, please. Councillor Todd, Councillor Hill, thank you for that. Any debate or discussion?
Questions?
Yes, Councillor Capel?
Item 3.6, access to premises and facilities March review, and it's not complete. And it was infers it was to be done by March. And the other one was 3.83. Has that also been done?
What was the number of the first one, sorry, Councillor?
3.6, access to premises and facilities, March review.
So that was the keying system.
Yep.
Mr. Tai?
So, Mr. Mayor, the keying system has been looked at, and there's a budget allocation in the draft budget for next year for the report hasn't been completed though.
Yep.
On that.
It's just it implied it was supposed to be done by March, that's all.
And what was the other number, sorry?
3.83.
The first 6 monthly report was done.
But we're due for the second one.
I thought that was actually the first one there.
Had one in September.
No, I thought March was... I'll have to check that, but I thought that was actually done then.
Thank you, Councillor Capel. Any other items of interest that are generated by this report? Very well. There's a recommendation there. I'll move that recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Next item of business, item 10, the Councillor Induction and Professional Development Policy. Councillor Capel, I'm just glad you moved that. Councillor Shinton, you recognise the value of this too, I'm sure.
Most definitely.
You all complained when I instigated the last one. Can I just make a suggestion too for new incoming councillors? Is part of the induction a list of all these projects that we've got, big lists for each community, so they're aware there's community items that are desired if funding pots open or when it comes to the next lot of budget deliberations, just so they've got a reference from the get-go rather than scrambling when it suddenly turns up to a big grant opportunity or the next budget deliberations.
That's a good point, Councillor Cable. I think the General Manager's made a note of that, so that will be done. Further suggestions generated by this report?
Just to formalise that, would you... Actually, I don't think we've got a mover and seconder yet, Mr. Mayor. Would it be acceptable if you moved that?
No, we have Councillor Capel and Councillor Shinton.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Would that be acceptable if we included that in the motion?
Yes, I don't need. Don't know if it needs to be part of the motion. Just needs to be part of the package.
I understand, but it just formalises that process.
Yep.
And
no, I'm quite happy to have it included. I just think for those coming on that might live, say, at Dunedoo, don't really know when they hit council what the people desire at Barradine and vice versa. And
yes, yes. No, there's a few things that might be added to the list. I recall when we were talking about this Section 4 third report, you know, the Hunter H2O reports, that was sort of all, that was news to me, and I think that should be things like that, for the new council, that here's a bit of light reading, you might need to get yourself around this quickly.
And there's also the H2O report, which is the actual Harbour to Arana road report, two reports, same name.
Good thoughts there. Any more thoughts there, councillors, on this item? No. Okay, then, well, I'll put the recommendation there. That's on page 28. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 11 is the council resolutions report. Mover and the seconder. Councillor Capel and Councillor Lewis. Oh, sorry, Councillor Cable. Okay.
How are we going with Warren Bungle's waste manager of planning and regulation? Have we?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. We are just about to go out and to try and recruit again.
And just on Leadville Hall, do you need me to follow up with them again? I did last month. Leadville Hall, you're waiting on a...
I'm not waiting on three, Mr. Mayor. No, I believe that the agreement's in place.
It's been done? Yep. Yep. I did speak to them to...
Yep.
It's just not marked as such on the resolutions.
Any more contributions to this? Well, councillors, we've got a recommendation there. I'll put that... All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 12 is the revotes and high value projects report. A mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Shinton, Councillor Capel. Mr. General Manager, before we ask for any input from the councillors here, one of the feedback items we got from the community consultation meetings was that for people listening at home, they might not be familiar with what all the items of business were. If you could just give us a brief rundown on what this report entails.
It's actually two reports, Mr. Mayor. Firstly, the revotes report. That provides advice to council on how council is progressing with those items that weren't completed in the last financial year and where we are up to with those particular individual projects. And the high value, high risk projects report is more about an internal audit process to ensure that the longer term projects, which are either have a high value, so they're often potentially in the millions, sometimes there's some projects there of a much lower value, but they contain a high risk to council in not being capable of being done, or there are other risks involved, just to again inform council what our progress is against the timelines for those.
Thank you, Mr. General Manager. Very succinct and accurate portrayal of that. Following on from that, are there any questions flowing from that? Councillor Capel?
The youth-related activities, I'm aware Mr. Parker's not available tonight, so I might just email him. It's $88,139 still to be spent, and there's a looming timeline.
Yep. I'll confirm that.
Confirm that. Thank you, Mr. General Manager. Anything else? Well, I'll put the recommendation there. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 13, the implementation of records strategy. Mover and a seconder, Councillor Cable. Councillor Hill, thank you for that. Before we move on into discussion about that, the reason for this report is that update council on the progress of the implementation of the record management strategy. The records management strategy was adopted by council on 19 November 2020 and included an implementation plan over the remainder of the financial year. We got any discussion along those lines?
Just a query. Who chooses what is of historical significance to digitally store?
Done by the staff. There will be some criteria that are set down in whichever act it is, which outlines how you go through that process. The staff have been off for training to identify how they are handled and treated going forward. I know that the staff were down at the cooler office a couple of weeks ago going through some of those old records to determine how they were going to be treated and possibly disposed of.
Because I think any old plans need to be kept for prosperity.
I'm not sure what they were going through at the time, but I'll pass that message on.
But you never know what you find. They've pulled up the floor at IGA to find a thumping big storm drain under it.
Mr. Mayor, I can recall some years ago opening up the laboratory in the old depot and there was a wall of white ants. And when I pushed the wall down, there were all the council records in there being eaten. And I think they were the house plans. Any home constructed between about 1960-something and 1980-something were all eaten. So we are lacking some records.
Councillor Hill?
No, I just think it's a bit amazing.
Mm. I heard a similar story, it might be apocryphal, but a new young person was engaged by the council in the 70s to tidy up a lot of plans, and that was done in quick time, and apparently he just took them out the bat and put them in the incinerator. So.
Poor instructions.
Councillor Lewis, did you have something to say? No, right. All right, we've aired that enough. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 14, the draft operational plan for 2021-22. Councillor Todd, thank you for that.
Mr. Mayor, sorry to interrupt there. There is a supplementary report which was emailed to councillors this afternoon, has been placed onto the web. It just provides additional information about submissions that have been made to council since the writing of the report. So that includes submissions from number 21 through to 33. The submissions range from a number there in relation to the storage facility at Bowen Oval to objection to increase in proposed fees at Yulawarri Kids, to some internal comments about some fees and charges. And there's recommendations against those, similar to what there were for submissions 1 through to 20.
Thank you for that. So we deal with that at the same time.
So just a motion there to receive the supplementary report, Mr. Mayor.
Well, if we could do that first, Councillor Cable. Councillor Brady, thank you for that. Just have a motion to receive that supplementary report. All those in favour? Councillor Lewis, carried unanimously. Just a quick point of housekeeping, Mr. General Manager. Those submissions come in after the 17th of May. When will they have come in?
They came in.
Happy to take them, but I'll just.
They were submitted prior to or by the submission date.
Right. Very good.
Can I just ask, Mr. Ware, why are they called late submissions?
They're not late submissions. They were just coming in still during the period. The business paper was sent out last Friday, so we had to close off the business paper prior to then.
Very good. Well, councillors, as you'd be aware, we've had a couple of workshops on this very weighty document, and there's been some feedback, and there's been some press, not all of it entirely accurate. Does anyone want to bring up anything about this before we move on? Anything about the operational plan you'd like to
query? No, I was just, Mr. Mayor, I was just looking at some of these late submissions and this one, it's help for payment for DA applications, but there hasn't been a DA application. So what's this money being used for if there's no DA being put in? Why are we... I've checked it with the director to see if there's been an application put in. There's not. So what are we paying this money out for?
Sorry, which one's that, Councillor? Submission number...
Number four. Barradine Showground and Racecourse Land Managers.
Peter, was that in the email that we received?
Or? Yeah, the two late emails. It was the first one. I'd have to go back. Item 14, attachment 2.
So this, as I understand this one, this is not in relation to a DA that is currently before council. I understood this was one that had been submitted earlier in the year. Or was it sheep sheds or something like... What was it, Councillor Todd?
Not exactly, no. It's sheep shed and the cattle shed, right?
Yeah. That's why I understood this was for, but I could be wrong on that.
Because I know that, I've noticed over the years that if people put in their applications and went up against everybody else... They were usually knocked out. So I used to say to them, don't come in early. You put yours in late when you've got nobody to compete with and you'll get them through. And I've just noticed another example of it. So it's never stopped. Okay. So it's
happy for you to include in the motion to exclude that one.
Well, I have no problems with the others, but that one, I can't see that there's been a DA. But if you think there has been a DA that... how can they just apply for $500, not 50% of the DA? Yeah. You know, like it's a...
They certainly did make application for a DA earlier in the year.
The thoughts on that, Councillor?
If the General Manager can assure me of that, that's fine.
Right.
But like I said, as far as I'm concerned, it's a late application.
I can't remember the DA either coming through.
It didn't come through Council.
Well, then why are they asking Council for funds?
No, the Council. You would not have seen it come through.
We get the list of DAs.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. And I can't recall one. Not in recent time. Is that something we can just have clarified?
There isn't one yet.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, I can't recall nothing recently, and I know there's no live ones at the moment. It might have been some time back. It could have been for, I'm not sure.
I think we need to know what financial year.
Yep.
I know, it was early this year. I had to chase up something in relation to it.
There was a couple of ones, building ones, and a sheep shed, and a cattle shed.
No mover and seconder there, Mr. General Manager. Could we do that? Would you get a...
Councillor Todd, you don't have the seconder.
A seconder? We get a seconder for this. And then we can do Councillor Shinton, and then... would you propose to amend that, Councillor Shinton?
I would like to see something come back to tell us what that was for. I agree with Councillor Capel that I can't recall seeing
bells.
It at all.
So in that case, can we have it included in the motion that is excluded for the time being?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Are you happy with that? Yep, okay.
Move in a second, I'm happy with that. Anything else in this? Councillor Cable?
Bowen Oval has nothing in the capital program for the next 4 years. which I'm not happy about, nor is the community. I would like them to be considered next budget round to be put back in, because it's all costed. We've done the legwork, got the plans, and we'll be lobbying.
The cost is, Councillor Cable?
Approximately $170,000, depending
approximately?
On...
Approximately?
No, that's what it's quoted, but then you've... The longer it takes to get something done, especially at the current climate where steel's going up exponentially in building products due to the COVID lack of stuff coming into the country, it may creep up in 12 months' time. It's like any grant. You price for today, but when you finally get it, it still moves in price. So I just want it to be not ignored for the next 4 years, and at least to be seriously considered in grant rounds as an option.
Well, I was just going to suggest to you, Councillor Capel, that who knows who'll be sitting around the table here next time the budget's looked at, so I thought that opportunity might exist to look after the people of Cooler in this regard, which they seem to be very keen to get this done. This might be something we could recommend for the local roads and community infrastructure.
Yep. Anyway, as I said, the stuff's been done. I did ask for it to be sent through. I don't know if it has been yet. So I'll chase that up.
We're only one of nine, but I think that might be something that we might be able to suggest to our colleagues when that comes up in...
And just so everyone knows, we're updating some of the other quotes that have been done in the past that are on the list that we looked at earlier. Just to make sure, because as I said, metal seems to have been jumping in price recently.
But anyway, that's noted about the desire for that to be included in the budget, but we might see if we can't do something in before that. Anything else from this?
Mr. Mayor, is that going to be part of the resolution or motion to council?
Yeah, just that it's considered for any grant funding if it's not going to be considered
is
in
that
there.
Is that going to be part of the motion, Mr. Mayor?
Oh, I don't think we need to do that.
I don't think so either. I think we'll keeping it forefront.
Mr. Mayor, could I just raise a point here? I've got a notice of motion at the end of the business paper there, and you've got to watch the way motion's worded, because people say we're going to do this, but because it's not spelt out in the resolution, it's lost from the report. And once it's lost, then you'll probably forget about it. So
we won't forget about it.
Okay.
Anything else there, councillors? I think we're all happy with the fees and charges and...
Happy, but yes. I don't know about the community being happy, but yeah.
Reasonable. All right, well, last chance. If there's no more discussion on the operational plan, I will...
And just to be clear, councillors, we're going to action those submissions according to the recommendation within the report.
Right, well, we've given everyone a chance if there's anything you want to say, so we have a mover and a second.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. One final thing. Just going back to the Barradine Show matter, there was a report to Council back in March which referred to DA 77/2020.
What was it?
Demolition and replacement, that's all I have on the report. But I'm
as I said to you, I would believe what you said, so I'm quite happy.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that was sheep sheds, cattle sheds or something. Yep. And the issue was, it's just a little bit's coming back to me now, there was concerns by the trust that... about the size of the sheds and the requirement for the DA, and the sheds had exceeded the DA the DA requirement. So because they were a certain size, it required a DA, whereas they were thinking, well, because it was a particular size, it'd be under that, and they didn't have to do it, but they did, if that makes sense.
Just to be clear, Councillor Shinton, your issue was twofold, was it? Whether the expenditure happened and then whether it was late? Or...
Yes, that's exactly right.
At this stage, Mr. Mayor, it's being excluded.
All right, Councillors, well, we have a move and a second, and we have an amendment. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. The next item of business is the item 15, the investments and term deposits for the month ending 30th of April. Councillor Cable and Councillor Hill. I'll start looking this way. Have any questions? I'll assume you'll be fielding those, Mr. General Manager, if there's any questions. It to be any, so we'll... I'll put the recommendation on page 48. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. Next item of business is item 16, the draft access across road reserves to properties policy. That's something screaming out for an acronym. So can we have a mover? Councillor Cable. Councillor Shinton, thank you very much. Councillor Cable.
It's the item 9, getting help section. It should be written so there's no he said, she said. If advice is given, it should be documented.
I think, through you, Mr. Mayor, I think that's okay. I take that on board. Yeah. I think that's normally the case.
Normally the case, but just making, if it's written in the policy, it's written.
Okay.
Thank you for that clarification. Mr. Tai, anything else? Right, then I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Item 17, expenditure on Dandry Road. Councillor Shinton. Councillor Lewis, thank you for that. Any comments or questions for this report?
Not really. The years were the 18 and 19, when there's less than $5,000 spent on it. Sort of makes you begin to understand why people are going crook.
Mr. Tai, you might be able to help me there. I think in 19 there was considerably more spent on it.
20.
For road renewal.
Yes, thanks, Mr. Mayor. The table shows the two types of expenditure, road maintenance and road renewal, and as you suggest, while the maintenance expenditure in 2019 was 4,000, there was 122 expended on gravel resheeting Dandry Road in that year.
Well, it's a public document now, so people can see for themselves what's going on.
Thank you for the request for that, and thank you, Mr. Tai, for providing that information. There's no further discussion on this item. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. Okay, next item of business, options for depot site previously occupied by the Cooler Men Shed. Councillor Cable, Councillor Shinton.
It's
To me, yeah. I've,
yes, oh. Councillor.
Oh, you go.
Councillor.
Okay. I've got a couple of questions. From the map, I couldn't see whether there was separate access to the building. Is there separate access, or is it always through the depot?
Through Mr. Mayor, Councillor, the access to the Martin Street site is from Martin Street, so yes, it is a separate access.
Councillor Cable?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Kevin, have you spoken to the men shed? Are they interested in that site? Or
so, Mr. The Martin Street site, as well as the VRA, the old VRA site in Campbell Street. Well, the situation at the moment is they vacated Martin Street completely. They did want to stay there, but it was council's intention, though, that they, as I understood it, to vacate Martin Street and take up residence in the Campbell Street site. Hence the reason for this report.
Any more?
Yes, there was talk at one stage, the old pool entrance area also.
That's correct, Councillor. There was discussion about options for the historical society, and the old bars building was suggested, but that's a little way off coming to fruition. It needs funding to upgrade it.
Nothing further, councillors? Put the recommendation. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Item 19, land owned by council in Reservoir Street, Coonabarabran.
Councillors, just a reminder that some additional information was sent out this afternoon on request from a councillor about what the design of the previous subdivision was looking like. And some additional information there.
Do we have a...
I'll move.
Move, Councillor Brady, thank you very much. Is there a seconder for this? Discussion on this item? Councillor Lewis.
Mr. Mayor, I'm 110% against selling that land. It's not costing us anything to be there. It's an asset for the future. If anything ever does happen to Coonabarabran, we've got some land to develop. Maybe make a quid out of it. Why give it to someone else to make a quid out of it? My argument's been there since Taylor's Chook Farm was there. It was a DA went in and it lapsed, apparently. I did do some work for the bloke that owned it back in the 90s. When he was trying to develop it, but I don't know what happened. It went off the rails. Pardon the pun. I can't. It's been there for what now? 25 years. We've had it for. I don't know how we're losing $227,000 in rates when it's not developed, but that sort of does make me wonder. That's on page 55. I'm against it big time.
Councillor Lewis, anyone else?
Mr. Mayor, just a clarification there. That's not saying it's losing has lost $227,000 in rates. Value. It's just saying that's the land value according to the rating system.
That's correct. Mr. General Manager, you might be able to help us with what the rateable income might be on that if it was...
That's shown up to be a little bit more difficult than I was expecting. I was looking at that today and there's... an issue around its rateability status, and I need to look further into that one.
Mr. Mayor, what do you mean by that? There's a...
It's currently listed as non-rateable, which I can't figure out why. So it's
but it's been transferred over, hasn't it? It's land that we can...
It's operational?
Yeah.
I haven't checked in. Well, sorry. As far as I'm aware, it's operational, yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Yes.
I'm against it as well. Everybody's talking about low-cost housing and housing for disabled people. It's something that I believe one of the managers is holding community consultation with at the present moment. There was always a suggestion that the land that was the old BMX track could be used for some sort of disabled housing. And at one stage there, I thought there was funding available, but I don't know what's happened to that. The last stage of that sort of funding was community consultation, but...
feasibility study, wasn't it?
Well, there was an agreement at one stage with Western Area Health that they would transfer the land to us for a dollar, but because it's on the flight path for the helicopter coming into Coonabarabran Hospital, they can't, we can't develop that land, and that was right opposite Breakthrough. But we were always looking at community housing where you'd have a number of disabled people in the one building, but apparently there's a move now that they are quite capable of living alone, and apart from respite that you'd have to have somewhere in the complex, they would be separate units, one would think. And I know there's money out there. If we've got the land, surely we can attract something like this. I don't know if that's what you need or what, but to my way of thinking, it's an opportunity that we have. It's as Councillor Lewis said, it's if it's not rateable, we're not paying rates on it. But I don't know how you work out the rating value. 20 acres of land in Coonabarabran worth $227,000. That's a lot of money. But I would be against it at this stage until we've done a little bit more investigation, perhaps a report brought back to say, if we have the block of land, we could attract this sort of funding from the state government or from whoever the providers are for this sort of service, and see if we could take it from there.
That's a cable.
I actually tend to agree with Councillor Shenton and Councillor Lewis. You've got a large parcel of land that currently really isn't costing that much. Fine, that's the opportunity cost of what it could be earning with rates if it becomes rateable. But there will come a day, potentially, the hospital's needing to be a new one built. Here's the location that's available. Respite is something that has been asked for, and it's sorely lacking in this area of the state. So I just think investigate opportunities before you lose it forever. I know in my small town there are very limited blocks available in town, and the majority of them are actually held by government agencies, so they're not for sale. So I don't know, is that the case here? Are there lots of available empty blocks for sale, or are the majority held by government agencies like health and teaching and...
So I think, Liam, was it you that mentioned how many blocks there was in town? Apparently there's a lot, but I don't know where they are or they're not for sale or whatever.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, as part of the LEP review, we did do a bit of mapping to see how many vacant blocks there were, and there isn't quite a number, and it's in the hundreds. I can't say who they're held by. I'm guessing it's private as well as possibly government agencies.
Is that within the
town
or is that just on the fringe?
Within the town.
Yeah.
So even though I moved this motion, it was only for the conversation. I'm totally against as well. I'm for developing it, but definitely not how it was presented 20 years ago or whatever else on those little blocks. Building the Warrumbungle region, these workshops that are happening at the moment is, so in the 20 to 40-year-old section up at the golf club on the weekend, there were so many new people to town and so many... obviously in that age group, people wanting to build and they can't find anywhere to build in town. Even though there is these blocks available, I don't know where they are, and I've got my finger on the pulse with real estate.
And a lot of people like their extra backyards.
Well, that's what I don't like about that is just these little tiny piddly house blocks. Like what's, half acre or something like that would be you know, you ferry the home. If we want to attract young people to town and develop them, yeah.
Well, perhaps the way forward, councillors, if Councillor Brady, you moved the motion. Councillor Hill, if you're agreeable, we might just amend that possibly. And some thoughts from the chair along these lines, and I'll be guided by you, councillors, whether you think this is the way forward. But if we ask that we get a report which deals with the rateability status and what the foregone rates might be, if we bring this matter back with a report, if we invite the local real estate people to perhaps put a value on what this parcel of land is worth so that we can understand what we're foregoing if we don't sell it. And then if, and I agree with Councillor Shinton that I think this respite and things like that are very worthwhile things we pursue, I think the staff certainly have their work cut out. If we could deputise a couple of our councillors to investigate the possibilities of funding that might be available there.
Another opportunity could be social housing. There's funding at times.
Would Councillors Capel and Chinton, would you be agreeable to just finding out what opportunities might be there to attract some funding for group housing or social housing or
high-cost housing, yeah.
And we don't have to make a decision tonight. We can bring this back and we can...
I think we'd be better to bring it back to the next meeting where we find out more about it.
So
and find out if it is rateable, because you can't be selling something that's not rateable.
So well, no, you can.
well, not if we're not going to benefit.
Well, once you sell it, it's certainly going to be rateable, but rating status doesn't impact upon sale.
My points just were if we could establish what the rateability status would be and what the rates that would attract, then we could make an informed decision about what the opportunity cost of hanging on to it. If we have a value from the real estate people in town, the two in town, if that we could deputise the general manager to conduct those negotiations that you were thinking about, what the way forward might be.
So, Mr. Mayor, just for the sake of simplicity, is Councillor Brady and Councillor Hill withdrawing their motion? And substituting a motion that this be deferred until the next council meeting?
Yep.
May I also suggest, if there are all these so-called vacant blocks, when you speak to the real estate agent, how many of them are actually on the market? Because a lot of people hang on to them.
There's one.
Well, there you go.
There's one in the town.
Everything's always for sale for a price.
So not necessarily. No.
If we can come back to the matter at hand, if we're deferring this to the next meeting, I think the next meeting of the report should outline A, what the rateability status is, and what the rates that might be attracted, so that we can establish the opportunity cost of hanging on to it. If we could get some indication from the real estate people about the options for selling it or developing it, what we might be foregoing, Councillor Lewis.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I've been thinking, I remember the bloke that was developing had a lot of plans drawn up, streets and blocks and so on and so forth, and he had a Rawson home booked in to go in a display home that was supposed to do the plumbing on and one thing and another, and he did have it pretty well advanced. And when Roger said there was something about it being non-rateable land, there was an alarm bell went off there. I can't remember what it was, but it's something that needs investigating.
Well, my next suggestion in those points, thanks to Councillor Lewis, was going to be that we...
what has been on it in the past?
Beg your pardon?
It's a chook farm for years.
Right.
If we delegate Councillors Capel and Shinton to investigate the possibilities for low-cost housing, group homes, respite care, what funding might be available to develop that? Deal with this next meeting. Would that be enough time?
Yeah, take one day, I'd reckon.
We've got the movers and seconders. Were you happy with the motion as amended, Councillor Hill?
Yes.
Councillor Lewis, do you want to be included in this, or will you...
Beg your pardon?
We've got Councillors Capel and Shinton investigating the...
Yeah, that's okay.
That, and... More discussion on this item? Right, well, then I'll put the motion as amended and carried. Councillor Brady, you in? Councillor carried unanimously. Item 20, Mandoran Water Supply Scheme Upgrade. Project update. Councillor Todd, always thinking of Mandoran Water. Councillor Hill, thank you very much. Always, the our author here is very informative and very thorough in her reports, and I thank her once again for her work.
Mr. Mayor, I suppose there's nobody who can answer the questions here tonight, but mine would be when we had the problems with blue-green algae in Timor Dam, we used activated carbon to quell the cyanobacteria and that, whatever they call that, the thing that was eight times the concentration in the ponds. Why aren't we just considering putting in activated carbon into the system and trying to exclude it that way?
I thought an aerator was put in to exclude it, to reduce it.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I think that was talked about, but I don't think we ever did it.
I know for a while the government agencies couldn't even figure out what was going on until Ms. Weebles did.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yep. And I thought that was the solution she came up with.
Through Mr. Mayor, activated carbon, from my knowledge, is used to remove taste and odour. It doesn't actually remove the blue-green algae.
Oh, right, yeah.
So it's just a method of suppressing the odour.
So could I ask then, what did we do in Coonabarabran to fix it?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that's correct. There was activated carbon was used. A tank of activated carbon was injected into the water main upstream of the treatment plant.
Okay.
But that was also in conjunction with the treatment of a aerator on the Timor Dam itself. So that's two different processes.
Mr. Mayor, the report, as you looked through the way it was summarised and the things that came up, I was amazed the number of times the same problem was pointed out. And at one of them, at 2014, they said the entry hatches and reservoir ceiling was poor, and that was one of the reasons for contamination. In 2019, 5 years later, they're saying exactly the same thing. Nothing had been done in the five-year period, and it's a... I don't know how much did we spend to get this system? It wouldn't be 15 years old, would it?
It's a lemon.
Yeah, it's just amazing that that now it's another, what is it, another 3 million or whatever it was, 2.4 million to do it again. It's amazing. Must be the most expensive water system in Australia. And just by the way, isn't there a container system? I mean, the population's only 200 odd. You go to some of these mining towns and you find a container there, and that's your water system. And it uses all sorts of membranes and things like that to decontaminate water, even saline water in some instances. Is that an option? Just to turn this thing off and bring in a container and treat it like a mining camp? But
it'd be worth investigating.
Oh, well, no, geez, not after we spent this sort of money. It's not. But, yeah, it just seems odd that it's costing so much money to fix this up.
Yeah. Does the water actually get pumped to, what's that place called out of Mandurin? Their estate. And then to that main tank in town, which gets used all the time.
Are you, Mr. Mayor, I can't give you that answer tonight.
Well, how does the tank in town, I've forgotten what it's on, which corner it's on, across the way from the Catholic Church, where does that water come from? Doesn't it come from the estate, or does it come from the tanks on the estate to there?
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, I'm not sure. I can't answer that tonight.
It goes from town to the... Yeah, it's treated in town, then it goes up to Coolabah Estate, and it's put in reservoirs there and then reticulated.
Does it come back when you say it's reticulated?
Well, it's reticulated in Coolabah Estate from the pump line
from
that goes up.
From the one in town?
Yeah, it's pumped up there, then reticulated there. From there. I agree with you, Mr. Mayor, that it's a great report, and yeah, hopefully when all this is done, we'll have no more problems in Mandurin.
All right. Will we have a mover and a seconder? Councillor Hill?
I've had a couple of complaints over the years about so many people in Mandurin having... getting short on the words. When they've got them in their backyard, the water in the
septic
backyard?
Septic tanks.
No, not
rain
a septic
water tank.
Like bores and bores. Things that nobody ever seems to pay any money for, or the use of the water, you know, using the water or anything. And I'm told that a lot of people, that older people that have lived there for years, have got these bores in their backyards and just use them and no care about the amount of water used or anything else. Does it matter? Would it matter?
It's not something we have any control over, Councillor.
It's Department of Water.
Yes.
The primary industries and
water.
They're all supposed to be licensed.
Well, I doubt that they are.
All right, councillors. Well, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? And that's carried unanimously. Item 21, Water Treatment Plant Automation and Process Instrumentation Audit. There's a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Todd, Councillor Capel. Any discussion on this item? I've a query. Assuming that all of these are approved, on the bottom of page 62, the implementation of projects from the above table would represent a total cost to council of $2.8 million over 4 years, assuming 75% funding through safe and secure water. Mr. General Manager, what's the options there if all of these, we're asked to pay for these?
Well, there's certainly some planning yet to be done in relation to some of these. And the first one I would pick out there is the Baradine issue. Council has already got approval for, I think it's $750,000 for the Baradine clarifier, but now the Department of Planning, Industry and Environment, DPIE, are talking about a full treatment plant upgrade. Now that's only at the talk stage at this point in time. There's no commitment from anyone to do that. So there's a little bit of, visioning taking place here.
So really, it'd be pointless starting the clarifier if
Yep.
And then we've got to clarify that's really at the end of its
life.
Yes,
and that's been a point that I've been taking up with the DPIE. And I've been insisting that they provide us some sort of commitment that this is the path that they want to go down, rather than just talking about it. And I'm not sure that we've got that commitment just yet.
It's silly to start a project if it's for naught.
Yes, yeah.
And
I've pointed those sorts of things out to DPI. And that's at a fairly high level too. I can't remember what his title is, but this is above regional manager level. This is Sydney level.
Okay.
I've raised that.
Maybe ministers are required.
These are the people that they'd be going to for advice.
I realise that, but maybe just put a bit of pressure for a decision. It just leaves us in nowhere land.
But it leaves us on the record.
It's in nowhere land.
Being in nowhere land, so that's something.
And I have also raised those similar concerns with the Office of Local Government after what we've been through in relation to the Section 430.
Play the tape. So you would like to comment on any of the other items there, General Manager, is that unfair to spring that on you without notice?
Leanne, do you have any comments at all?
Not really, but I can try and answer if you've got one of concern.
The money that could be needed to be found if all of those come to fruition. So,
all I can suggest is that the audit report has been very thorough and identified some of our shortfalls in our water treatment plants, and upgrades need to be done. So it'd be nice to have a staged out approach where council could plan those projects going forward. And I really can't add much more.
Would that be your suggestion of the way forward, that we should be staging, getting some plans in? I'm just thinking of the...
Well, again, I come back to that Baradine issue. I'm certainly looking for some sort of commitment from DPI before a decision is made by anyone to vary it. And then if DPI come back and say, yes, they are committed to doing this, and there is an understanding that we are running a risk with the clarifier at Baradine, and council's not going to get shot for it because we are reprioritising, then that's when we start playing around with the dollars issue.
Dangerous space, that's all.
It is, and I pointed that out to DPI that we've already passed the use-by date for the clarifier. Now, admittedly, there is an alternative that we could work with if the clarifier does fail, but that's certainly not our preferred option.
And then, the other towns, quite apart from Baradine, we've got quite a list there, so.
What does Kennybury need? We've just done new tanks.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, I can't answer that one.
They are aware it's not to be a treated site. And what about Bugledye? Once again, it's
I don't
also
have those details in front of me at the moment.
Because for that type of money, you're just better off giving rainwater tanks out. Be cheaper, way cheaper.
Water.
They can be like everyone else. Go and get it.
Councillors, anything further in relation to this item? Drawing on a little bit. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. Item 22, cat management requirements for councils. Councillor Lewis, thank you for that. Councillor Hill, thank you for that.
Is Chicago releasing feral cats? Yep. They've got a rat plague, apparently.
Reasonably straightforward. If there's no comment on this, I'll put the motion there. Councillors, all those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 23, Valley of the Winds Farm Community Consultative Committee. You get a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Brady, Councillor Hill. We have any comment or questions there, councillors? And we have a recommendation that we have two representatives for this community consultative committee, one councillor and the council's director of environmental and development services.
So any point having a councillor when we're this close to the end of term?
End of term. I wouldn't.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I think it's valuable, even though it's only short term, that that position then is secured on the CCC, because if you don't put a representative in, they might wipe that position.
Up to the council election time, would it?
No, now. Oh, no, we need one now.
Yeah, but if we put one now, they change it at council election time.
Hmm.
Yep.
Who has an abiding interest in alternative energy and would
Think it's appropriate for me to be on it, because I sit on the other one as a land host.
I'll nominate myself.
Oh, thank you, Councillor Shinton.
One or two?
The councillor, just the one? Councillor Shinton's.
I'll sec.
Put his name.
You're nearly on it, ain't you? Now, Peter, before. That's one of your parts, ain't it? The wind farm.
All right, councillors, well, we've got our two nominees. Happy to do that thing. We might put that to the vote. All those in favour? Carried. Unless we want to...
Unanimous, Mr. Mayor.
Unanimous. Okay, item 24, the Inland Rail Update Report. Councillor Todd, thank you for that. Councillor Hill, thank you very much. Yeah, councillors, I'll move that along if that's all right with you. We've got our video conference booked in, so we're moving up on time for that. So if there's nothing further in regard to that, I'll put that motion. Carried unanimously. The shop local cards. I just might move an alternative motion there if it might ease the progress of the meeting. I was just wanting this to be left on the table until next month. I was just hoping to secure some information about alternative funding that may be available to help run this, and I just haven't got everything organised for tonight. So I would ask your forbearance if we could just bring this back next month. If I don't do any good with any funding, well, then we can deal with it as we would have done tonight, but there might be some more information. So
I'll second that.
Councillor Capel will second leaving that on the table. Sir? All those in favour, councillors, we defer that for a month. Carried unanimously. Okay, item 26, development applications. Move in a second to Councillor Brady, Councillor Hill. There's a recommendation associated with those. There's no queries in relation to those. I'll put the motion. Carried unanimously. Then, item 27, notice of motion, WSEU Strategic Plan 2020 to 2030. Councillor Shinton, you'll move that, I'm sure. Seconded by Councillor Capel.
So I think it's self-explanatory, but it appeared to me that this report was pretty close to being, the draft was already there, and they just needed some more information to put this into action. But this was in May 2020, and it is the Youth Strategic Plan 2020 to 2030. I would think now we're about due for that report to come through. So that's my motion.
Further in support of that? Well, I'll... that's all. That's... yeah, I'll put that motion. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously, Mr. General Manager.
Mr. Mayor, that now brings us to item number 28, which is reports to be considered in closed council. There are recommendations there for the individual reports. Does council wish to move those in block or deal with them individually?
Thank you, Councillor Todd, Councillor Capel. I'll put that we move that in block. It's carried unanimously.
Mayor, this stage I'd like to leave the meeting.
Well, thank you, Councillor Clancy, and by all means do so, and we'll thank you for your attendance and your contribution, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, I want to bring up an item of, what do you call it, great urgency or whatever.
That would be
when's
after,
the appropriate time to do that?
After closed council, Mr. Mayor.
After closed council. Yep. Right on, thank you.
So the opportunity now exists for those members of the public to come forward and express their reasons why they do not believe believe council should not go into closed council to consider these items. Mr. Mayor, there are no submissions, so there is a recommendation there that council now go into closed council.
We have a move and a second. Councillor Hill, Councillor Brady. All those in favour? Carried unanimously.
Oh, actually, don't worry about Facebook. Just do the recording. Sorry. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just returning from closed council and to announce the resolutions of closed council. So the first item, 28.1, Organisational Development Monthly Report. The resolution of council was that that the Organisational Development Monthly Report be noted for information. Item number 28.2 was the Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Information Report. And the resolution of council was that council, one, note the advice and endorse the actions as outlined in the report in relation to the Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Project, and two, authorise the delegation as outlined under the subheading of recommendation based on legal advice. Item number 28.3, regional tender for the supply of aggregates and raw materials. And the resolution of council was that, one, the following suppliers be included on a panel for supply of aggregates and other raw materials for the period 1 July 2021 to 30th of June 2023, and they be Boral Resources New South Wales Proprietary Limited, Wholesome Australia Proprietary Limited, and Regional Quarries Australia Proprietary Limited, and two, a provision be allowed for a 12-month extension based on satisfactory supplier performance, which may take this contract through to 30 June 2024. Item number 28.4, which is the tender for construction of Robertson Oval Amenities Building, Dunedoo. The resolution of council was that council accepts the Mars construction revised price of $1,520,350, inclusive of GST, for the construction of option two at Robertson Oval of Robertson Oval Amenities Building, Dunedoo.
Hundreds of people there last Saturday playing, you know, from small people to first grade football and stuff.
Yes, we went past. It was lovely.
Yeah.
Good big crowd. So that concludes the agenda items. Councillor Lewis.
Mr. Mayor, I read Peter sent an email in about the tourist brochure and the people up on top of the hill at the observatory pulling the rug out from underneath all the touristy things up there, the cafe and the visitor centre and so on and so forth. I think the contribution that our local government area make to the observatory by our dark skies policy and other things that we do for them, we should be able to get funding to keep that open, not us, but the relevant authorities. And I'd like to see the mayor in contact and speak to whoever is possible to talk to get them to reverse that decision and to keep those tourist things open. There's a big sign up there as you come into town, the astronomy capital of Australia. It's not going to be if everything's closed. And like I said, we're walking around in the dark of a night time to appease their wishes. They're doing nothing to help us.
So, Councillor, would you like to formalise that as a motion of great urgency, which I will accept, that you delegate the Mayor and the Deputy Mayor to negotiate to that effect?
Sorry, just the motion, first of all, to declare this matter a business of great urgency. So move, I would imagine, Councillor Lewis, who's going to second that, Mr. Mayor?
I suppose I will, but I mean, this is not what I was talking about. The what's happened is that the lady who was running the cafe up there has resigned. That was the area where they were registering people for COVID, and now that that's closed, they have nowhere to register anyone for the COVID. Speaking to Chris Lidman, who's the man that you will be contacting, he had no idea that council had made this ridiculous, I think, idea that they were going to pull any reference to the observatory off their new brochure. That's the thing that annoyed me the most. No one has even contacted Chris about this, and he got the shock of his life. They've got something that will be happening in about 3 weeks' time, but it takes a little while to get these things organised. But his feeling was that within about 3 weeks they'll have the thing up and running again. But I just thought that anyone saying that they were going to pull this out of our brochure at a staff level is not good enough. That would have to come back to council to be discussed, and it hasn't. So I don't think that that's what I was protesting about, not for you to have to go up to the mountain to see these people or for them to come to Coonabarabran. They've got it under control, but it was something that they had no idea what they were going to do because it was their COVID registration point. But as you know, they've just opened up a new track to go up to the thing. They are impressed by all that, and they want to keep this thing going. But one, they are a research body, not a tourist body. The fact that they've got that stuff up there is great for Coonabarabran, but I don't think we should be swinging them around and embarrassing them over something that's happened like that up there. But they're trying to work it out, and they said about 3 weeks. Yeah.
I'm through you, Mr. Mayor. So the comment you're referring to was made by a staff member, that's correct. But I think there's a level of frustration that comes from this, because we often get visitors at the Visitor Information Centre who have been up the hill, try to get in, the gate's always locked. Council promotes the facility, and we've been promoting it for a long time, which is, you know, that's fine, that's no problem at all. But if they're not going to be open, where does that leave us? If you're going to then promote in your brochure that this great facility is there to look at, but people can't get in to see it, it's not a good look for anyone.
10 months ago, the park was closed. What did you do about that? Get frustrated again, I suppose. But these are the things that are going to happen when you've got environments like that. I mean, we've got a summer coming up. You watch, this park will be closed. Just because
comment.
Of the fire danger.
But that hasn't been to the committee, no. It was just a comment from staff.
Yep.
So as chair of that committee, maybe we need to be looking to put in the brochure, check before going. Because all national parks close as soon as there's a catastrophic day, even high fire days now. And, there have been issues with the observatory opening, so maybe we just need to put on the brochure, check ahead. And that's the way around it.
Yep. The other thing, Mr. Mayor, is that there are two businesses up there that are making money out of the observatory. How many places do you know, if you tour around, where you don't have to either make a booking or pay Most of these things are free up on the mountain and in the park. But you go overseas or somewhere, everyone makes money out of these sort of things, and that's what, like I said, there's two businesses operating and making money, so we should be promoting it. That's all there is to it.
And look, I think that, to put that, putting words in Councillor Lewis's mouth, I think the thrust of it is we wanted to present a united front from Council to say we take this pretty seriously. Like, we think this is a big issue. We want to work with you to get this all sorted. So that, I think, is where we're coming from, Councillor Lewis.
That's exactly right.
And if we can proceed on that basis, I think that would be good.
But if first, contact Chris, find out what the problem is.
You might give me some help with that. Contacts and things like that. So I think we will. I think, what have we got?
It needs to be put that's business of great urgency.
Yeah, well, we've put that's a business of great urgency. We've got a move in a second there. We can do that. You still happy to second that, Councillor Shinton?
Yeah.
We'll put that carried unanimously. And that.
And you're declaring business a great urgency.
We've done that, yes.
And
matters. Mayor and Deputy Mayor.
The Mayor make representations?
That's right. Mayor. To work in conjunction with them to promote we can workshop that. That's the thrust of it there, councillors. Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Well, I'll put that motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Move in a second, and we'll send this to Councillor Lewis and Councillor Shinton. Thank you, councillors.
I have a question. How did that get out into the public? Because I didn't hear anything until the email.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the only way I know that it's even to councillors was through the wrap-up, so that's the only method.
How did it get to the public? I only put my thing in.
Mm. Oh, that was the first I heard.
But it was in the wrap-up.
Oh, yeah. But that doesn't. I assumed you'd heard it out and about.
Well, councillors, if there's no further business, I'll declare the meeting closed. Thank you for your attendance and your contribution. Wish you a safe trip home. I looked at the clock at 5 to 6 and I thought we've...
You're wishful.
We've got this.